Welcome to All Road 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings. Thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson. My focus is my mission statement, to help create a quality of life through social growth, inspiring jewels to become leaders by establishing partnerships with corporations, nonprofits, donors, sponsors, volunteers, the community, and abroad. Join me every other Tuesday at noon on BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max. My special guest today is Mr. Tom Palladino, who is a Scalar Energy researcher based in Florida. Scalar Energy is the fundamental life force found everywhere in the world, space and universe. It originates from the sun and stars, chai, prana, mana, life force, pyramid energy, or zero point energy are synonymous terms for scalar energy. Tom theorized that all energy in the universe initiates as scalar energy, and that the sun of our solar system and the stars of the universe are the points of origin. The story houses for scalar energy. He further theorized that scalar energy is instructive energy, as the entire universe is instructed by this divine essence. Subsequently, all spiritual, emotional, and physical action in the universe is initiated and maintained by scalar energy instructions. The bottom line, scalar energy provides order in the universe. At last, thank you for this interview chance, Mr. Palladino, and welcome to my show.
Thank you, Pamela. I appreciate the invite. Call me Tom, and we'll expand upon these concepts of the life force energy.
Yes, I'm so intrigued. And I am going to get right into it, because really, I really want to know about this question that I have to ask you. Describe how scalar energy is to human enhancement as photosynthesis to plants.
I studied under a brilliant scalar energy researcher. His name is Hieronymus. I actually studied underneath his wife. And it was my great fortune to work with this family, this Hieronymus family. Long story short, mm-hmm. Galen Hieronymus, this scalar energy researcher, grew plants in the dark. He was able to grow plants in his laboratory, actually in his basement laboratory, in the dark. And how did he do that? Well, he was growing plants with scalar energy, which is the energy of the sun, the energy of the stars. So let me explain. Scalar energy is not electricity. And working with this energy, we're able to do incredible things that you cannot do, per se, with electricity. So long story short, scalar energy is able to grow plants in the dark. And my, again, predecessor's name is Galen Hieronymus, was able to funnel a scalar energy wire from his roof into potted plants in his basement, and he grew plants. Now, what is clear to me and was clear to the inventor is that the animating force behind all life, including plant life, including photosynthesis, is scalar energy. So let me make this very clear. The ability to grow plants in the dark without visible light, without the aid of visible light, prove that the animating force behind photosynthesis is not what we consider the electromagnetic spectrum. Rather, what is pertinent is that scalar energy, this different life force, is responsible for all biological life, which is really what I consider the life force of the universe, or the animating force of the universe. Now, quite bluntly, I believe scalar energy is the essence of God. It's, if you will, energy from God. So that's a long story, but I want to punctuate this by saying this is all backed up by research, and scalar energy, in my estimation, is responsible for all biological life.
So how does scalar energy and scalar light turn on the ability to form our own nutrients?
Okay. So, again, I want to emphasize, this is not electricity. This light, this is a divine light. I believe it's from God. Mm-hmm. It is, if you will, divine in nature. Now, if that's the case, then scalar energy can easily command a molecular state. That scalar energy is able to easily assemble, if you will, a vitamin, a mineral, an antioxidant. And this is what we have found. I work with scalar energy instruments, and these instruments can instruct a molecule, actually the creation of a molecule. So with that said, I'm working with scalar energy instruments in my laboratory. I'm able to create a micronutrient, a vitamin, an antioxidant, an amino acid, etc. So this is quite phenomenal. This is just quite phenomenal that we now can create molecules from existing, if you will, elements and proteins in the body. So we now have the ability to create, if you will, certain molecular forms. This is a creative essence.
That is interesting. And I know throughout this discussion, I am probably going to ask you the same thing until I really, really understand about this scalar energy, because it's very, very interesting. So I'm going to ask you, where did scalar energy originate and describe its nature?
Very good. So what I'm describing is really exceptional control, mastery over nature. Now, well, where does that control, where does that mastery come from? It comes from God. So I believe that God created light, that God is the creator of all light, and that the sun and the stars broadcast that light. In other words, the sun and the stars are broadcasting scalar light. And you can tap into that sunlight, you can tap into that starlight, but you need a special instrument. And that's what I have. I have an instrument that can tap into sunlight, that can tap into starlight. And that's the key, that's the very quiddity of my research. Now, once you tap into that energy, you have the ability to form, to assemble a molecule, or to break apart, deform, or disassemble a molecule. So what am I saying? That this energy is responsible for all atomic and molecular structure, that we can control matter with a scalar energy instrument.
Wow. And how does scalar energy transmute matter?
Yeah. Well, very good. When I'm working with this energy, I've discovered that it is the intelligence behind matter. In other words, let's say you have a hydrogen bond that holds together a virus, that holds together certain, the molecular state of a virus. Now, I can break down, I can negate the hydrogen bonds, if you will, of a virus. And what happens? The virus falls apart. Now, this is my statement to your audience. A scalar energy instrument can break down the molecular code of a virus. And in so doing, the virus then ceases to exist. You've reduced the virus into smaller, if you will, constituent parts. The virus is now fragmented into proteins. It is fragmented into elements. So this now, with that in line and with that thinking, we can control the molecular state of a virus. We can break down the molecular state of a virus. And in so doing, this allows us to have incredible control over what I call the microbial kingdom, over germs.
Wow. Very interesting. And how does scalar energy enhance the energetic state of beings by the way of releasing stress? That is really what I'm intrigued about.
A scalar energy instrument can have a direct interface, can impart its intelligence upon human brain waves or the mm-hmm. seven chakras. So with that in consideration, a scalar energy instrument can correct our conscience. That's what the intelligence behind this energy can do. I've also discovered that sometimes scalar energy can lift a person from depression. And all of that taken into consideration, and I've witnessed this many times with this instrumentation, this calls to mind that this instrument has a direct interface with human thought, with psyche, with our conscience. It's quite fascinating.
Very, very fascinating. Yeah. Very fascinating. Wow. And what unique experiences have you witnessed yourself when working with scalar energy in your laboratory?
When I work in my laboratory, it's not an electromagnetic environment. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, a scalar energy environment is able to access a different energy spectrum. It's able to access a dimension outside of electricity and magnetism, so to speak. Okay, so put all of that into consideration. Scalar energy allows us to access a dimension beyond time and space. Now, when we do that, when we access that dimension beyond time and space, it's a different physics. It does not behave. Scalar energy does not behave like electricity. Now, in so doing, we have incredible entree, if you will. We have this interface with the spiritual realm, with the cognitive realm. I've had many people tell me that a scalar energy session will improve their dream state or will serve to calm them. Okay? All of that draws reference to this dimension, this spiritual dimension, this non-physical dimension in which we can do incredible things that you cannot readily achieve with electricity.
Wow. And how does scalar energy is not bound by time or distance, or is it?
It's very good. It's not bound by time or distance. So, with that in mind, if this energy is from God, then God, per se, God is not bound by time or distance. And that's what I'm saying to the audience, that scalar energy is a different dimension, and it's outside of time and space. For instance, when we work with a scalar energy force field, the energy is everywhere, and this energy is interconnected. So we can't say there's a difference. Distance between point A and point B. There is no point A and point B. I know that sounds quite fantastic, but I'm not exaggerating the ability of this energy. So if you look at the world that we live in, there's point A and point B. There's a distance between, say, two cities, a distance between two towns. But with scalar energy, everything is interconnected. So suffice to say, what does this all mean to us? It means that scalar energy is the omnipresence of God. Now, if you're the omnipresence of God, you transcend space. There is no point A and point B. If you are the omnipresence of God, there is no time. You're outside of time. Everything becomes if you will, obsolete as far as time is concerned. Time does not factor in the scalar energy environment. You're outside of time. God is not subject to time. His light is not subject to time. And when you're working with God's light, you are not subject to time. Now, I readily recall that there was a scientist who was able to work with scalar energy instruments, and many times when he was working with these instruments, he recognized he was in such a strong force field that time stood still, that his watch did not advance. Time stood still because in a scalar energy environment, we are not subject to time. It's fantastic.
Wow. I mean, that is phenomenal, actually.
It really is. It's not electricity. It's not magnetism. You really have to brace yourself for this, and you really have to consider what I'm saying here. This is a dimension that is outside of electricity and magnetism. This is a dimension that is essentially a new branch of physics. You cannot compare scalar energy to that of electricity. You cannot say that scalar energy is Newtonian physics. It's a new branch of science. And as a new branch of science, my goodness, there's so many things we can do with this.
Yeah, it is, huh? So tell me about how scalar light balances the seven major chakras and the 12 points. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Okay. Many people consider that there are seven chakras. I do.
Yeah, I do.
I consider that everybody has seven chakras. Now, putting all of that together, I believe my instrument, a scalar energy instrument, can access, if you will, a scalar energy chakra. What am I getting at? Our chakras have to be composed of something. What are our chakras composed of? Well, it has to be scalar energy, because our chakras are instructive. Our chakras are eternal. Now, if this is correct, and my understanding is correct here, a scalar energy instrument will have an immediate interface, a instantaneous interface with our chakras. A scalar energy instrument will work hand in hand with our chakras. You put all of that together. This is the perfect tool then. A scalar energy instrument is the perfect tool to operate and to access our seven chakras. Now, what does that mean to us? What does that mean to mankind?
Yeah,
our seven chakras really dictate so much of our spiritual, our biological, our cognitive life. And if we can have a successful interface with our seven chakras, then in turn we are able then to dictate or in some way instruct our chakras by a scalar energy instrument, then we're all the better for that. This is what I have discovered. A scalar energy instrument has a direct interface with our seven chakras, with our brain waves, as well as all of the meridian points.
Wow. And what powers does chakras have relating to
this?
I would
say the chakras are the command center that we have. Oh. They're non-physical points of light. They're seven instructional points. And in so doing, chakras will instruct our body, our physical body, our mental state of health, our psychological state of health, including our spiritual state of health. So why are the chakras so important? They broadcast, they deliver instructions. What type of instructions? Divine instructions. So if we can correct the chakras and make the chakras perfect messengers, and if the chakras can deliver perfect instructions, then we can essentially cure disease, and we'll be able to correct the human psyche.
Wow. And what happens when all seven chakras are open?
When I work with people, by way of experience, now I only can mention this by way of experience because this is a new science, but what people tell me, you know, that when we're able to balance their seven chakras or provide this beneficial energy, it changes their disposition. Some people have gone as far as to say that they've given up alcohol or drugs. Some people say that they're much calmer, or they have been able to come to understanding, come to some appreciation of something that is either favorable or unfavorable in their life. So it does seem, scalar energy does seem to correct the conscience. Scalar energy seems to be able to help people to distinguish between right or wrong and what has been favorable in their life and what has been unfavorable. So you put all of that together, I believe that this is going to be a tool that we use for spiritual and mental health moving forward. Now, again, this is all so promising to me.
So can a chakra be used as a weapon?
As a weapon? Well, I think a person has control over their chakras. So if a person was able to harness this energy from the chakras, this divine energy, they can benefit from it. If a person blocks that divine energy or uses it for harm, then yes, their chakras is working hand in hand then for the cause of evil, not for the cause of good. So yes, I believe we have free will, and I believe our free will can be imparted upon our chakras.
And how do you open your chakras?
Yeah, I let God open the chakras. I literally have a very powerful scalar energy instrument, and I turn it on. And once the scalar energy instrument is operating, it can balance our seven chakras. And it's the energy itself. Now, it's not me. I'm not the healer. I proclaim that Jesus is the healer.
Right.
And when I'm working with, yes, when I'm working with this divine light, God heals people. I don't heal people. God heals people.
Right.
And it's really pertinent for the audience to understand that. This is not a psychic process. I'm a scientist. I work with scientific instruments. And these instruments, working through this paradigm of scalar energy, these instruments will impart this divine energy, this life force energy. And in so doing, the healing comes from God working through the medium of this energy.
Wow.
So what I've discovered in a nutshell is a divine energy, scalar energy. It's not electricity. And I'm just now starting to grasp how profound this energy is and how this technology derived from scalar energy, how this can change the world on account of the fact that it has so many applications. There are so many applications of this energy.
Yeah, that's interesting. But what do you feel is the most important part about, like, the future now of integrative and health and harmony?
Yeah, that's very good. We need innovative health. Frankly, the medical model is lopsided. Mm-hmm. And there has to be something more than pharmaceutical products, especially here in North America where I live. Too much emphasis is placed on pharmaceutical products and not enough on nutrition and exercise and self-care and prevention. We need to have a more holistic approach, and hopefully with this new, if you will, interest in innovative health, we have to incorporate other avenues for health care. I'll go on record by saying the pharmaceutical pill, the drugs, are only part of that solution. So we need a holistic approach. We need something that is going to change this world. And I think our approach now with innovative medicine or holistic medicine, this is the key to the future. If we've learned anything from the pandemic, we learned that there is not one method to be counted upon. You need many, many methods, if you will, for sound health. So this is the new chapter in health. It is a holistic approach. It is an innovative approach in which many modalities play a part in preventing disease or at least reducing disease if it does occur.
Yes, and that is really way better than medicine, correct? I mean, you know, like when you're stressed, I noticed that, you know, doctors give people pills. But we, you know, ever since I started taking yoga and the discussion of opening up my chakras and what is blocked and when I was stressing and things of that nature, it made it so interesting for you to talk about scalar energy. It's like phenomenal. So that isn't, I mean, I don't know about anyone else, but this is really, really intriguing.
Yeah, thank you. I hope it intrigues your audience, because keep in mind, this has never been done before on a wide scale basis. This is new and groundbreaking research of mine. And we're not working with electricity or magnetism. We're working with a different energy spectrum. So you cannot compare this to Western medicine. It is not. This is not Newtonian physics. It is not. This is a new branch of physics with new possibilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And with that being said, we are going to take a break. We'll be right back.
BBS Radio.com.
Welcome back to BBS Radio All Road 65 Max. I am your host, Pamela L. Henderson, and I am discussing this phenomenal and having this phenomenal interview with Mr. Tom Palladino. Are you still with me?
Of course, I'm here. Yes.
Okay. So my next question to you is, what is your approach when consulting someone who is seeking help to treat unbalanced energy due to stress?
Okay, I want to make this clear. First of all, I am not in the medical field. I'm a researcher, and I work with scientific instrumentation. So my approach is not that of the medical community. I don't practice per se medicine. I do practice scalar energy health.
Okay.
This is a new branch of physics. So when I work with this energy, this is the beauty of this, Pamela. This energy does the work for me. Okay, I'm not trying to dodge your question. This energy is God's energy, and the healing is on God's part. So consider what I'm saying. Working with a scalar energy instrument, I have incredible reach. I have the incredible ability to work with a person and to change their energy field. Now, to add to that, a scalar energy instrument works by way of a photograph of a person. So let me explain this to your audience. Working with a scalar energy instrument, I'm able to access any person in the world by way of their photograph. Now, this is a different dimension. This is an energy dimension. So my work is not biological. My work is informational. I work through the energy code or the energy field of a person. So I want the audience to realize that this new branch of science requires a new understanding.
Right.
And this reality, this dimension, can be accessed through a person's photograph. I do this all the time. So it's an energy field that I'm accessing. It's non-physical. That's what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay, so when I'm working with this energy, with that in mind, with couched in with that idea in mind, I can change the energy field of a person, and changing the energy field then results in health and improvement in their health. Now, why energy? Energy is information. So I can call it an energy field or an information field. Change the energy, improve the energy of a person, you improve their health. That's what I'm doing. How do I access a person? Through their photograph. What do I mean? Well, I have a connection with you right now during our interview, but you're not in my office. I'm not in your office. We're communicating telephonically. And that's what I do with a person. I communicate with them telephonically.
Oh,
so if you and I can have a conversation telephonically and impart information or instructions, then a scalar energy instrument can communicate with a person telephonically, so to speak, by way of their photograph. And this is the new science.
That is the new science. Yes, sir.
Yes. This is the new science.
Wow. I mean, I'm just lost for words. I am inspired.
You're right. It's Tesla technology. You've heard of the great scientist Tesla. This is Tesla technology that I'm working with.
Yeah.
And this technology is now being proven, or at least people have an idea that there is some merit to this. Indeed, there is. Well, what's the future? Well, it's essentially anything. We can do anything with this energy. It commands nature. So not only is this a new branch of physics, but with it come new possibilities to heal people. Well, this is exciting. This is very exciting. And I'll go into some of the favorable results we have with this energy in application. You know, at the end of the day, I want to prove to your audience that this works. So we'll get into some of the testimonies to prove that this information system is incredible.
Well, let's do it. Tell me.
Okay. Now that we realize that we can work with people around the world by way of a photograph, that's quite profound. I work with HIV clinics around the world. No matter where that HIV clinic is, I can work with it. Now, in so doing, I'm able to access a person's energy code. And then, lo and behold, we can send energy to that person through their photograph. We can identify the HIV virus and destroy it. We have been able to successfully identify the HIV virus in a person, eradicate it with the scalar energy instruments, and in so doing, the person no longer has any viral load for HIV. This is the new science of scalar energy.
Do you hear that, you guys? That is phenomenal.
Yeah. And it all works through this information field. Again, I don't work with people. I work with their force field. So I impart the energy on their energy field or their force field. I do that through the photograph. So the photograph essentially is alive with scalar energy. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that's quite profound. And I go on record by stating that people around the world have provided their photographs to us, and we've been able to identify on their photographic force field the presence of the HIV virus or any other virus, and we can break apart, we can destroy those viruses.
Well, what about like the COVID-19? Are you able to do that too? Is it able to destroy that?
Yes, I've been able to identify COVID-19 on a photograph and eradicate it, destroy it. Now, I want to make this very clear. I have had many friends and family members who have been on this journey with me during the pandemic, and I worked with everybody by way of their photograph. Now, keep in mind, I work with people by way of their photograph.
Wow.
And everybody that I've worked with was healthy during the COVID-19 pandemic, everybody. So So I will go upon record, upon the experience, upon the firsthand testimony of people that I worked with, especially family and friends. And my family and friends were healthy. My family and friends did not have to visit the hospital. I was on this session, this treatment all the time throughout the pandemic, and I didn't have any problem during the pandemic. I was healthy as could be. Healthy as could be.
Wow. Me too. I was too, thank God. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I am also inspired from reading about you on your website. And please tell us about your humanitarian work that you do, working with NGO, non-government organizations.
Yes, thank you. I work with many non-government organizations around the world. It's easier, frankly, to work with outside of the government. There's less intrigue, there's less corruption, frankly.
We're working
with many HIV/AIDS clinics throughout the world. And in so doing, these HIV/AIDS clinics send us, if you will, email us photographs of the people. These HIV/AIDS clinics want a clinical study. And we've had great success in Africa, places like Uganda, Nigeria, Tanzania. We're presently conducting a clinical study in New Delhi, India, in which everybody that we've worked with that was HIV positive is telling us that they now feel better. And so many people realize that there is merit to this informational science. And working through this extension of these non-government organizations, we're getting our work out there to the general public. We're all grassroots. Now, it's a shame that a great invention as I have and the great promise of technology can only be forwarded by a grassroots effort. For various reasons, the governments and academia is overlooking this prospect, this great prospect, this technological advancement. So suffice to say, we're having great success, usually outside of the reach of a government. Very little corruption that we have to deal with, so we're making great progress, and people around the world tell us that they feel better. The testimonies speak. The testimonies are excellent. People feel better.
Wow. So this was my $100 question to you, but, I mean, even though I know, I still want you to tell me, what do you love most about your work?
It's a blessing from God. I can help people. It's a blessing from God. It's a new technology that offers great promise. It's a technology that is changing the world, will continue to change the world. And this is what is so important to me. I want to see the world in a better place. I want to change the world. I want to improve the human condition. So I am a humanitarian. And I want the world to be treated with scalar energy by way of their photograph. I'm willing to prove it to everybody in the world that this works.
And just by what you're doing, and I'm quite sure you are traveling around the world, so that is beautiful. Of course.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I travel around the world. You're absolutely right. And I perform many podcasts in order to get the word out. So I thank you for this opportunity. You know, again, this is new. It's different. I don't expect people to understand this. I'm the inventor. And it takes a while. It takes time for people to appreciate and understand what I'm doing. So put all of that together. Thank you for this audience. Thank you for your time. I always like to reciprocate. We always offer the listening audience 15 days of free scalar energy sessions. And those of you in the listening audience, consider what I'm saying. This is informational science. And this informational science is changing the world. As we live, we're seeing lives changed. We're seeing people overcome serious health complications. All by way of this fantastic type of technology, all by way of this instrumentation. So help us. help us, please, make this a reality, if you will, by telling people around the world as to this new technology and what we can do with this.
Oh, I am absolutely am. And I am so fortunate to have you on my show. I mean, I feel like a celebrity right now just for having you on my show. So
I appreciate your posture. It's an honor to be here. You know, just to speak to a new audience, that's what it's all about to me, Pamela. To be
absolutely.
Again, this is grassroots. I'm the sole, if you will, engineer, inventor here. Even though I have an engineering team, nonetheless, I'm the only one who publicly speaks about this. So it really is my responsibility to get the word out. And how do I get the word out? Well, by gracious people, gracious hostess as you are, thank you for your audience. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Now, I'm going to go on record. I'm going to tell your audience from my experience over the past 30 years working with this type of instrumentation, this is the easy way to eradicate a virus, a bacterium. Well, if you can eradicate a virus or a bacterium, that virus or bacterium doesn't exist anymore. And if a microbe, a germ, doesn't exist, then you're no longer infected. Now, I'll let the audience come to their conclusion, or you can go to my website and you could read approximately 4,000 testimonies from people around the world. You know, the point of this is we have this technology. Let's use it. The point is we can change the world. We are changing the world. So let's use this to the greatest benefit of people around the world.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And we have come up to the hour, but I am going to ask, is there anything else you would like to share about what's next before we go and how someone can contact you?
Yeah, I always offer a listening audience 15 days of free session. Remember, we work with you by way of your emailed photograph. So visit the website scalarlight.com. And anybody in the world can register for 15 days of free sessions. 15 days, no questions asked. We will treat you for free with Scalar Light. Now, on top of that, how do people get involved? Well, after you take a free trial, and if this makes sense to you, contact us. What am I getting at? I want this information to, if you will, resound around the world. I want this healing ministry. It's a global healing ministry, and it's easy to produce sound effects with this energy instrument. I want to present this to people around the world. So help us, if you will, get this information out there. Please help us. Become a part of our grassroots movement. Again, we're all grassroots. We're not working through any institution, any university, or any government. So become, if that resonates with you, join us.
Yes.
Let's heal the world.
Yes, I'm with you. I will be on that website because I am just totally intrigued, and I feel like this is something that the world does need. So this conversation will be recorded and also is going to be shared on all of my platforms. And I'm also going to send it to you as well so you can share it too. And this word does need to get out because this is how we will remain healthy or having the resources to get healthy. And that's important for us. Tom, it has been a pleasure having you on my show, and I do look forward to chatting further in the future. Thank you again, and good luck on your endeavors. Well, listeners, I have reached my destination. I am an award-winning author of the new book, A Journey of a Sapphire. I hope to inspire others who are on their journey towards success to never give up on your dreams and how to recognize behavioral problems. Please visit and purchase your book by visiting journeyofasapphire.com or also available on amazon.com, Kindle Fire. And as always, I leave you with this quote. If only the sun drenched celebrities who are being noticed and worshiped, then our children are going to have a tough time seeing value in the shadows, where the thinkers, probers, and the scientists are keeping society together. Rita Dove. Have a beautiful day. God bless everyone. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to All Roads 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.